Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Said, with the Global Tel Summit series, From Heartache to Joy. And this is a brand new call, and on May 19th, 2021. So I know that some of you guys question whether the Wednesday calls are live or not, but they are. We've been holding a couple of calls a week to support our community through these tough times. So we have amazing healers for you now twice a week. And our special guest speaker today is someone who is not new to FHTJ. Leah Grant has been with us before a few times, and she is heavily booked. Her schedule is extremely busy, so we can't get her back as often as we like, but we're very grateful that she's with us today, especially because I really resonate with the topic that she's going to be presenting to us today, which is supernatural self-healing, how to activate the easiest and most natural solution to optimal health. She and I were discussing this before the beginning of the call, and I was talking to her about this, that, you know, that's one thing that has been becoming abundantly clear in the last year and a half or so, or 2 years. I mean, it started before that, but it's been becoming really clear, is at the time where, you know, we used to depend on others, like the gurus that we had in our life and the healers that we had, that we depended on. That time is now gone. You're supposed to be your own guru. You're supposed to be your own healer. Yes, it's okay and it's great to still use other teachers, to still benefit from the knowledge and the help of other teachers and healers. However, if you depend on someone, those times are gone and you're going to be shaken up to kind of wake up to that reality. So I love this topic. I'm super excited. So let's talk about what you're going to learn about in today's call. Knowing what your illness is won't help you heal it at all. And this is going to get even more surprising, that understanding why knowing the root cause of your illness actually keeps you sick or can make you sicker. That's a question I really am interested in knowing the answer to, because we've been, of course, hearing that you got to know the root cause of your illness. You got to know the root cause of your illness. And what Leah has discovered is the opposite, that it can actually keep you stuck or make you sicker. Find out the two most important things you must have control over in order to activate your healing ability. Discover the three virtues required for self-healing to be successful. Learn the techniques that activate your supernatural self-healing. So this is a very exciting call, and Leah has planned some really cool and exciting processes as a group together. You will learn some of this stuff today on this call, so make sure you stay tuned and pay full attention, because this is going to be really, really amazing information. Now, a little bit about Leah. She is a mystic and spiritual guide. As a certified master psychic and medical intuitive, she illuminated pathways for her clients for 20 years. In 2019, Leah had a revelation around healing that caused her to stop providing psychic and medical intuitive readings and to start teaching her clients how to activate their own spiritual knowing and self-healing abilities. So, my dear, welcome to the call. I am so excited to have you back with us.
Thank you. Thank you. I am super excited to be here and with the community again.
Well, I am excited to have you, and I'm going to jump right in because I want to know why you stopped doing the medical intuitive readings, because you are a certified medical intuitive, and when you gave me my reading, it was spot on. So what made you decide to give that up?
Yeah, that's a great question. So people would come to me and they'd want to know what was wrong with them. And I would talk to their body and read their aura and tell them. And some of them just didn't want to believe me. They just didn't want to have that, right? And others already knew and they weren't doing anything about it. And they came to me because they were hoping it wasn't true. Like maybe I'd tell them something different than the doctor had told them. And others were genuinely surprised. And I would feel this resistance come up, when I shared. And what was frustrating about it though is that I could also talk to the body, and the body will tell you what it needs to heal. And so I would share that with them. And then I would do follow-ups with them, and they hadn't taken the action that their body had said would create the healing. And so over time, I realized there's something missing here, like knowing the knowledge of what's wrong, knowing the root cause is actually not creating healing. It's just information. And so what is it that people need instead? And so I went into my own healing journey, and I was like, well, what have I've healed myself from all kinds of stuff. So what did I do? And there was this process that I picked up out of that. And I went, you know what, if I give people what they have, then it's like the difference between handing somebody a fish and teaching them how to fish.
That makes perfect sense. Leah?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I thought I lost you. Sorry. Just want to make sure because it's the airwaves have been kind of wonky today. The energies are wonky. So, okay, so cool. Now, you said it's the difference between giving someone a fish and teaching them how to fish. So what exactly do you mean by that?
Yeah, so essentially, when you tell somebody the root problem, it actually causes people to attach to that. Like, I have cancer, or I have an autoimmune. It's like you're owning it. And you also get stressed about it. And when the body is in a state of stress, or when you're in a state of stress, you're actually releasing cortisol hormones and other stress hormones. And when your body is in a state of stress, it cannot heal. So the body has to be in a state of relaxation to heal. But when you're owning your illness and you're stressed about like, oh my gosh, I have cancer. Oh my gosh, I have cancer. Oh my gosh, I have cancer. You're actually could be making it worse because you're actually feeding the dis-ease in the body as opposed to feeding the healing frequency.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, disease cannot exist in a body if there is no inflammation. And one of the main causes of inflammation is stress. So that makes perfect
Absolutely.
Sense, what you're talking about. Yeah. So,
Absolutely.
Okay, so what do you do differently now, Leah? How is it different now?
So I don't do readings anymore. So now what I do is I sit down with somebody and I figure out what it is that their divine blueprint is. So we each have a divine blueprint. And what this is think about it as like the architectural plans for your physicalness here on Earth. So our consciousness comes into this body, which is our physicalness, and it's like moving into a house, right? So your consciousness moves into this house, and every house is different. So you might have built your house, you might have decided to move into a house that, you know, has a propensity to certain things, right? And so not everybody's house is going to be exactly the same. Like somebody who moves into a house that has a size cup B boobs is not going to do a self-healing technique and have double D boobs. Because it's not part of their divine blueprint. Their divine blueprint has a size B cup, right? So when we have to look at what the divine blueprint says is the architecture for the house, and then we look at where the issues are, like where have the termites gotten in? Where is there a crack in the foundation? Where is this? And we go for healing those back to their natural blueprint because that's ultimately where the body wants to be anyway.
Ah, that makes sense. That makes sense. And now you have no choice but to be involved in your own healing process. So are you saying that we're all healers in that way?
In a sense. But it's more like we all have everything we require to heal ourselves, and we're actually getting in the way. So it's similar to that Rumi quote about love where, let's see, he says something like, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. And the one aspect of activating your, I love that quote too. One aspect of activating your healing abilities is doing just that. It's seeking all the barriers you've put up to health. And keep in mind, those aren't all external. In fact, there's internal barriers that are actually the biggest issues, which can be emotional, which can be spiritual. And, you know, in some cases, they can also be physical, too.
Do you have any examples of what these might be, these internal barriers?
Oh, yeah. So most internal barriers are beliefs, such as, I believe I'm going to get breast cancer because all the women in my family have had it. Or I believe that I'm going to, and this was my dad's. My dad believed that he was going to die of cancer by age 65 because all the other men in his family had. Now, he didn't, but that was because he had changed his lifestyle and changed his belief system from all the other men in his life. But it's these, when we hold on to these thoughts, we actually create that. The body wants to do what we tell it to do. But it will listen to both our conscious and our subconscious thoughts. So if we're holding these subconscious beliefs, it's going to act on those too. It's like, oh, they're telling me they want to have diabetes because they want to be like their mom and dad. Okay, well, let's produce that. Let's, you know, shut down the pancreas and let's go.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, all right, so it seems like if everyone has self-healing abilities and they just need to control their mind and their emotions, that almost everyone should be able to do that and be healthy. So what exactly am I missing?
Well, I do believe that everyone can do that. However, do you have control over your mind and emotions? I mean, I need to
No.
Right?
Yes,
I
have learned it, and it's still not easy.
Yeah, so there's also a piece I haven't talked about yet, and that is that there's three qualities that you must be aligned with for you to heal yourself. And I'd call these virtues, but they're really, I mean, they're hope, trust, and faith. And this has nothing to do with
hope,
religion.
Hope, trust, and faith.
Hope,
okay.
Trust,
hope,
and faith.
Trust, and faith. Okay.
Yeah, and they're all, what the reason that I figured these out is that they keep people at a higher vibration. And so hope will move you above disease. Trust will bring you to another level. And faith takes you even higher. So they all play together in a very particular way when combined with the right level of control of the mind and the emotions so that anyone can heal themselves. You know, our natural state is wellness. And if we're not well, then we're out of alignment. And only we can get ourselves back into alignment with our divine blueprint.
Yes, very true. Makes so much sense. Love it. Do you want to share your personal experience or any other experiences that you've had people go through regarding self-healing?
Yeah, so I, you know, my big one was I was diagnosed with a tumor on my thyroid. And surgery to remove it was scheduled, and the plan was to follow it with radiation and chemo. You know, that's the traditional, cut it out, give them radiation, give them chemo. You know, that's the traditional plan. And everything in me just felt like this was not the right path. And I had a lot of pressure from family and doctors. And the day before my surgery, I drove outside of town. And I was in Colorado then, so I drove up to this place called Garden of the Gods. And it has these beautiful, huge rock formations, these red rocks. And I climbed up on one of the big rocks,
and I laid there, and it was cold. It was December, so it wasn't a pleasant necessarily experience. But as I was laying on this rock, I just kept connecting with nature and talking to God and talking to my body, and I did that for several hours. And I was just asking, mm-hmm. like, what do I need to do? Why did I create this? Like, what is this showing me? And I asked my body, like, what do you need from me to release this, to dissolve it, to get rid of it? And I got some really clear messages about how some things that I was doing in my life were not contributing to my physical health. And I was in college then, so there was a lot I was doing that was not healthy. and so I came down off of the mountain, essentially, and the next day I went in for my surgery, and they said that I needed a fresh ultrasound. The technician couldn't find a tumor. So they sent me to another hospital, to the other ultrasound place, no tumor. So my surgery, radiation, everything canceled, and I've not had a recurrence. Now, in that moment, I didn't realize I was self-healing. I thought it was just a miracle, right? Like, it was a miracle, it dissolved. But then I realized I kept doing this throughout my life. Like, I had a thyroid issue. They were like, I had hypothyroidism. And, you know, I dealt with that for a couple of years, and then I went, well, why don't I just ask my body again, like, what do you need to get over this? And so I did that, and I didn't take the medicine the doctors gave me. And I went back, and my levels were all normal. And they were like, well, you have to be taking the medicine. And I was like, I'm not. I'm not. And so, you know, that's just a couple of things. I put a few more on the website so that you all could see them. But once you learn how to do this, you just start doing it more naturally. For little things, you get a tickle in your throat, and you're like, oh, hey, body, like, how do we get back into alignment? Like, we're a little out. I get the message.
Wow. I mean, this is amazing. And there's even testimonials about reversing graying hairs. So it's not just about disease. It's about other stuff.
That's my little project. That's my little vanity project. So I let my hair grow out a little bit during
I saw that lockdown. Picture. You look beautiful, by the way.
And my gray, like at the root, you know, there was gray all the way through. And so I started applying the self-healing technique, and I've only done it twice. And my gray is not growing back at the front of my hairline. Like, there's an inch
in. That is so cool.
No gray anymore. And it's still in the back, so I need to do a couple more sessions. So certain things with the self-healing technique are instant. Like, you do the self-healing technique and all of a sudden it vanishes, right? Like my tumor did. There's other things I've found, like the thyroid and like the gray hair, that take multiple sessions. And so because there's multiple things that need to get healed and lined up for that to, like, fully kick in. And I haven't figured out why yet. I don't really care why necessarily. But, yeah, so that's, like, been a fun project.
So what was your body asking for gray hair?
So less stress, more relaxation. So really more relaxation, more time in meditation. And then it wanted me to eat more foods with iron in it.
Ah. So these are very specific messages. And if we don't trust ourselves? You know, like, I'm thinking, like, if it were me and I had to ask my body, and I've done it in the past, and I just kind of fumble it up. It's like, I don't know if my brain was saying that or if it was my body talking to me. Like, can we trust ourselves to do this?
Absolutely. Your body is innately more intelligent than your brain. I tell people
Thank God.
Head is not.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, your head, the funny thing is, and this is, I learned this in human design, your head is not for you. Your head is for other people. So when you have thoughts coming up in your head, they are actually like messages for other people, or they're just chatter, right? They're just useless chatter. But the body, and I always tell people, listen for the message from your solar plexus. So the center of your body, think about this. You were born out of your mother's belly. The belly is the center of the body. All life comes from the belly. So when you're listening to your body, you send your awareness down into that belly space to listen for that message. And I'll teach you some more ways in the class, like how to know the difference between when it's like what you think, what you know, versus what your body is really telling you. Because the body sometimes speaks in symbols also. It doesn't necessarily go, hey, you need to go buy vitamin D with K3 in it, right? It might, you know, you might just get like, you might be going down into that space and you get a craving for, you know, I'm trying to think, for broccoli. And you're like, broccoli? Why do I want broccoli? Well, broccoli is really high in vitamin D. So.
Interesting. This is so cool. And I know you had something planned for us today to kind of do a scan on ourselves, right?
I did. I wanted to take everybody through what I call an innate body scan. And what this is we are going to go ahead.
So
and
hang
press.
On 1 second there. Yeah. 1 second, sweetheart. So just so people know, we're going to go through the process. And if you have confusion or questions, then Leah is going to take those callers. So I'm lowering everybody's hands right now because as she said, she no longer does intuitive readings. But if you go through the scan and you have questions or you want to get more clarity over what the message was for you, you can talk to her then. And for that, you have to be on the phone. So make sure if you haven't dialed in right now, you're on the webcast, you have to dial in. And then press *2 to raise your hand, okay? And now, since I lowered all hands, whoever raises their hand now, that will be in that lineup. Okay, go ahead, honey.
Okay. So your body, just to line everybody up so the head knows what we're doing because it likes to have information, the body contains an innate intelligence, and the cells literally have a straight line to source energy. So they ask for what they need, and source delivers. Illness happens because something is blocking that transmission or there's distortion. So the body's innate intelligence also knows what this distortion is because the blockage or distortion is not being created by the cells. They just can't fix it. So they just do as they're told. So right now, I'm going to take you through a mini version of the innate intelligence body scan. And I have a full version of this as part of the offer today for those who really want to go deep and activate your self-healing abilities. All right, so right now you want to get really comfortable. Close your eyes. I like to tell people don't cross anything. So you want to allow the chi to flow through your body in an restricted way. So uncross your legs, uncross your arms. Take a few deep breaths and release. Oh my gosh, there's so much anxiousness in this group. All right, let's clear that a little bit. Okay, y'all, this isn't meant to be scary. You're just going to be talking to a part of yourself and gaining some wisdom. So let's take in one last deep breath and hold this one for a moment. So and slowly release. Okay, now y'all's energy is feeling better. Now take your attention to just one place in your body where you're experiencing a symptom. So if you're having trouble with digestion, go to the stomach. If you're having blood pressure, high blood pressure, pick a place in one of your veins, maybe close up in the chest near your heart.
Maybe there's a spot you felt pressure. Go there. If you're having, you know, your knees aching, go to that spot in your knee. And imagine your conscious self stepping out of your body and shrinking itself to be very, very tiny. So like, honey, I shrunk the kids, but you're shrinking yourself. And you're going to take that little tiny you and you're going to melt into that spot on your body and look around until you see the cells that are responsible for the health in that area. And if you aren't seeing them, ask them to show themselves. They're usually clear white or pink, but if you're in the liver, the gallbladder, or the pancreas, they might be yellow or green. And if you're in an area that's really sick, you might actually see them as gray or black. Or even like if they're newer to being sick, they might be a milky white. So don't be alarmed right now by the color of the cell or what it is. Like I shared in my story, the cells could have already created a tumor and your self-healing abilities have the power to inform you what's needed to dissolve that. And that's what we're going to do right now is find out what's needed. So see those cells, they're floating around, kind of like might be like you feel immersed in a tank and the cells are floating around you. And stop one of those cells. Notice that it's very open to speaking with you. See a little face on it. And ask it what it needs. The answer might be a word, it might be a picture, it might be a feeling, you might get a craving for something. The answer may not make immediate sense to you. I've had cells say things like salt, sunlight, a certain trace mineral, more access to source. Any answer is valid. Now, this is important. Stay talking to your cell. Ask it what you have been telling it to do. Remember, you are consciously and unconsciously giving your cells messages to act a certain way, and they're obeying those requests. So ask the cell, what have I been telling you to do? Listen to the cell. If you start getting a really, really long answer, you're in your head. Drop down into the gut energy and stay with the cell. The response will be short. You might hear an answer like staying small, not being seen, storing anger. Thank the cell. Remember what it tells you. Pull yourself out of that area of your body. Expand yourself to normal size again. Then bring yourself fully back into your physicalness. And take a deep breath. And as you release it, come back into the room and open your eyes. So take a moment to jot down what you just learned. Now, in the longer version of this meditation, we gather all the information you need to start giving your cells the right commands and the knowledge to remove the barriers and the distortions. So I'm curious, Irem, what did you get?
So interesting. You know, I have this weird, really wonky addiction, which is to cardamom seeds. And I've been trying to stop it for like 3 years. I've had it for 3 years. And in the beginning, for me, it was like, you know, cardamoms are antimicrobial. And somehow my body had the wisdom to start 3 years in advance before the pandemic. So I've been, you know, loading up on these herbs, basically antimicrobial. But the addiction has kind of gotten out of hand where I'm eating almost like half a pound a day, which is a lot. So I asked myself, like, why am I addicted to cardamom? What do you need, right? I asked, what do you need? And I heard clearly zinc. Okay, I had no idea that cardamoms contain zinc because I couldn't wait when you stopped. I'm like, okay, let me Google this. Does cardamom have zinc? And I Googled it, and it does. Cardamoms contain zinc. And zinc has a very strong anti, it builds your immune system. Right. So that's interesting. And then when I asked myself what I had been telling it to do, I just heard two words that don't make sense to me, but it said shut down.
Oh.
So that's what I heard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when you get a message that you don't understand, meditate on it. Because,
okay.
Like, I'm getting a clear hit on what that means for you. But you have to
tell
own
me.
It.
I kind of know. Because in my personal life, ever since I have moved to Pakistan, I've been kind of shutting myself down. I live in a bubble. I don't socialize. I don't have fun. I'm like, yes, I'm going to be in my little bubble. So I've been kind of shutting down. So it's somehow connected to that, I think.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
really, really interesting. So this is so cool. All right, so I can't wait to find out how else I can supplement zinc so I can stop doing this weird stuff with cardamoms. All right, now we have a couple of callers. Let's unmute them and see what they found out. So the first person in line is area code 773. Hi there.
Hi.
Hello.
So what came to me was for my low back that it wants vitamin D, and what I was telling it was to exercise and look fit.
That's a big difference, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever lay in the sun and just let your back, just the back, get sunlight itself?
No.
That would be awesome. Your body would love that.
I do love the sun. And I just stopped doing that years ago.
Yeah, your body misses it.
Yeah.
I see you with a blanket out in a grassy area and just like, you know, you don't have to have a bikini on or anything. Just pull your shirt up so that low back gets sun on it directly.
Okay. Yeah, that resonates.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. That's awesome. All right. Let's go to the next person in line. Area code 613, you are on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
Okay, so what I got, because I've been gaining weight steadily since COVID and a little bit before, I went into my cells and they said they needed peace. And when I asked, what I was telling it was to protect me. I'm telling them to protect me.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very peaceful, does it?
No.
Because when you're
I thought I was being peaceful.
So here's what's really interesting. What we think we are is in our head. what we actually are being is reflected in our body.
Okay.
90% of what our body is reflecting is our subconscious.
Okay.
So your head is going, oh, I'm totally peaceful. I'm sitting here, I'm watching Netflix, I'm like eating nice food, like I'm totally peaceful, right? But what's going on in the subconscious is, oh, my God, what's going on? Like, red alert, protector, 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 right?
Okay. So what's the key to get out of the mind and into truth?
Well, how have you gotten into truth before?
Can you repeat that?
How have you gotten into truth in the past?
Oh, Lord. Just trying to meditate and trust.
Yeah, you know this. You have this answer. It's meditation. It's going within.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And it's doing it for long periods of time.
Okay.
So, in an hour a day.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Part of me resists going for that long. I don't mind going in, and I don't stay.
Well, yeah, because what happens is as soon as you get to the point where you would actually start being at peace, the subconscious messaging is overriding it, saying, no, we have to stay alert because we have to protect her. We can't get to this level of peace.
Oh, okay. It's afraid to go there. Okay.
Sitting through the resistance is what's going to create the quieting of that subconscious messaging.
Awesome.
Yep.
So as soon as I feel that, keep going.
Yeah. So check in with your body. Ask, is that correct for me?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mine just screamed yes. Mine just said, yes, that is correct for me.
Yeah.
Thank you, dear. That was really great. I love that question.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome.
You
know, Gretchen and I just got the package because we need this.
Yay! I'm so happy to be here.
You know, because you're so right. I am someone who likes to think I've done a lot of inner work, right? I've done tons of it. And I was also really proud of myself when the pandemic started and people started, you know, the extroverts, bless their hearts, were having the real, you know, hardest time with this because they're extroverts. They need the extra, you know, the contact and the company and the socialization. And so I was really proud of myself that, ha, you know, I don't need all this extra stimulus. Outside stimulants are not necessary for me. I'm very comfortable in my own skin with my own energy. And as I shared, became addicted to Netflix. And I realized, yeah, I am not connecting with myself at all. This is not called connection. This is called escapism. And I can do it for hours at an end. And now I'm so used to it, I get very uncomfortable being around people. And it's not because I'm comfortable in my own energy. It's because I just love escaping into Netflix. And I watch documentaries. I mean, all of that was good stuff, right? On the outside, it looked like I'm gaining so much knowledge. But that resistance that you mentioned, you know, that radical kind of connection with yourself, to be able to just sit and connect at a very deep level. I haven't done that in a long time, and there's a lot of resistance. It was funny when you started the process and you said, ooh, I'm feeling a lot of anxiety coming up. That was probably 75% coming from me.
Oh, it was
like,
it was a lot of people that are on the call. Yeah, it was definitely
probably
a lot of people.
And they're probably, and I'm sharing this in a funny way because I mean, FHT Day is a reflection of me and I'm a reflection of them. We attract to us, we're kind of mirrors. So it's okay, you know, it's okay, guys. Even if we've been energy workers and light workers and all of that stuff for a long time,
There's a lot of detox happening. There's a lot of stuff coming up that we need to own and be truthful about. So that's why I'm owning my stuff. I'm saying, yeah, this was not easy for me, but I know it's necessary. I'm going to do this. It excites me because everything you said resonated so much, right? There was like full body yes. And Gretchen messaged me like, oh, I'm getting this package. I just bought it. I'm like, yeah, get one for me too, please, because this is so important. We got to do this stuff. So, yay. Ready for the next caller?
I am, and I commend you for really owning it because it's we are in a purification period right now. And a lot of people, that's scary to them, but it really means that it's a beautiful opportunity for us to really, like, push out all the gunk that we've been carrying around, sometimes ancestrally for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's popping up, and sometimes that's what stresses people out, is that they don't understand. They're like, I never had an issue with this. Why is this coming up for me? Well, you're like the end point for your ancestors. You're like the one that's the strongest to be able to, like, handle alchemizing all this. So
and at some level, we could sign up for it. Okay, cool. Next caller is area code 212. You are on.
Oh, hi. It's good to talk to you. I asked my body, and my body said, this is a quote, I'm traumatized. And I thought, oh, I've done a lot of work on this. I said, still? I just said, I'm traumatized. And I said, what do you need? And I was so shocked by that answer. It's like something I've worked on and had therapy with, and I thought, oh, my God. And my mind just almost shut off. I just thought, what do I do?
So what did your body tell you it needed?
Well, one part of it said it needed, one word I heard was forgiveness and love. And I thought, well, that's kind of a stock answer. I don't know if that's accurate.
Yeah, so one thing I'm getting is that the trauma you think your body is talking about is not the trauma your body is talking about.
Oh,
so
okay.
There are different things that can traumatize our body. A severe diet can create trauma in the body. Like, because remember, it's a little cell. It's experiencing things different than your emotional self.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So my body told me that it had experienced trauma after a car accident, right? So it was like, hey, I feel really disjointed. I need help getting, like, I need you to help me get settled again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I would recommend for you is to, if you get the package, do the innate body scan again and ask it, what trauma are you talking about?
Okay.
Because it's not the one that your mind is telling you it is.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and that's going to change your approach, because then you're going to be like, oh, body, I had no idea. I didn't know. Right?
I had a client
whose body told them that they were traumatized, and when they went in and asked why, it was because they'd worn high heels for 7 years.
I wish that was just the problem. Okay. Yeah.
Right? And so they were actually having mid-back pain. And so they went into the mid-back, and the mid-back kept showing them high-heeled shoes. And I'm like, why are you showing me high-heeled shoes? I'm like, because that's what traumatized the body. You need to be wearing flat shoes because there's something that your body really can't take in that.
I wonder if it's, I'm just thinking of this when you said it, I lost unintentionally like 20 pounds over 3 years, so I'm now underweight. And no matter what I do, I cannot gain any weight. I'm envious of people during this pandemic who's gained weight, so that just occurred to me when you were talking.
Interesting. Yeah. So your body has all the answers.
Yeah.
And my sense is there's something that started that weight loss, that is the trauma your body's talking about.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Aram?
Hello. I'm sorry, I got disconnected.
We just
can you
finished
hear me?
With the last. Yeah, we just
okay.
finished with the
oh, okay.
caller.
Cool. I was going to ask you, there's a question on the webcast, and the last caller had mentioned this too, that she thought it was just the stock answer. And another person on the webcast said, what if I don't get anything? What if I don't get any answers? Does that mean I'm doing it wrong? Am I going to get the answer later? What do you say to those
yes.
people?
So this is where this I cover this in the first class of the first group call, is that we have been programmed to have certain diseases. And so if it's so strong in our programming to have that disease, we will block hearing the answer to what we're needing. And so what I would suggest doing is applying the innate body scan for something less intense than what she went into. So,
okay.
you know, pick it for like, you know, a mole or a crow's feet or, you know, something that's less intense, because I feel like she really went into something that she's had issues with for a while. And and so there's that programming is running, and the programming is protecting her from getting the answer. So in the first session, we talk about deprogramming disease and getting all that resistance out of the way. And I actually do a clearing that will clear that resistance for people as well. And then I show them how they can continue to clear that programming in the future.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And is this for only physical ailments?
It is physical, emotional, and spiritual. It's whatever the body is reflecting. So remember I said earlier in the call that the body reflects what we can't necessarily see. So, like, we may think, oh, I'm totally fine. Everything's great, like love and light, la, 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 rainbows and unicorns. But our body is actually telling the truth of what's going on in our subconscious. And the subconscious holds the emotional, the spiritual, and the physical issues. Really, physical issues are not physical most of the time. Most physical issues are spiritual or emotional.
Yeah, true. Very true. And guys, this is exciting because it's not just for physical, emotional, spiritual, all those issues, but it's also for looking younger. I mean, we can use it for beauty as well. How cool is that? So I want to talk about...
I had not even thought about using it for that. And then one of the people that I was like, I want to try this process out. Like, and so I asked a couple of people that I know. I'm like, I want to make sure that other people can do this before I teach it. And so this one woman decided to use it on her crow's feet. And she's like, got rid of them. And she's like, oh my God, I wish I'd taken before and after pictures. This is so amazing. And I was like, huh. And that's what made me start the gray hair project. Because I was like, wow, could this be used to reverse aging? And then it's like, well, why not? Because our divine blueprint is like, it's beautiful and it's perfection, right? And it aging is more of a choice and a programming than it is something that has to happen, right?
Yeah, I totally agree. So let's talk about your offer so people can really understand it and what the group calls have. OrderJoy2020.com/Leah21, L-E-A-H 21, or just press the special offer link. You have it on the webcast, and you'll have it in the email and on the replay as well. And this is Supernatural Self-Healing, How to Activate the Easiest and Most Natural Solution to Optimal Health. I know that this is what Leah has talked about. She's talked about how she did self-healing on herself. Her clients have done it. And I can't tell you, this is a message I've been hearing again and again these past few weeks, especially from even here. You know, I have a couple of people here in Pakistan that are you know, like quantum healers, and I met with her personally, and she used to be a medical doctor who doesn't do that anymore because she herself had to go through cancer and she was given 2 weeks to live. And she did radical self-healing, and she's still living, and it's been 20 years and no cancer. So I've been getting this message again and again, self-healing, we got to learn it, we got to learn how to do it. And if you really want to have that supernatural help, we got to learn this. So I'm so excited that as I was getting this message, you know, for me, the rule of thumb is if I hear it three times from three different sources, then that's a message for me from source. And today is the third time, and here we are. So I'm like, okay, I hear you. I'm doing this. All right, so let's talk about this package.
Okay, so the first thing is the deprogramming disease, and we're going to – the first call, group call will be all focused on that, and that call does include a clearing. And then the next call, we talk about your body's divine blueprint. And so I'm going to help everybody connect to their divine blueprint to really walk around their house and see what their house is meant to be, you know, in its pristine condition. And then after that call, you're going to receive a divine blueprint reset. So you'll be able to use that meditation over and over to reset your divine blueprint and to really reconnect with that divine blueprint. And I am super excited about these meditations because I put them with 432 megahertz music behind them, which for those of you who know what that is, it's music that helps the body stay in the healing frequency. So it just amplifies the energy on those meditations. The third group call is actually going to be where I teach you that three-step process to activating your own self-healing ability. And I will help anybody out who's having difficulty with that. We'll get cleared what needs to be cleared. And you will get a meditation after that, which is the supernatural self-healing meditation. So I know for some people, and I'm one of them, that sometimes just sitting down and doing it by myself, like going, okay, I'm going to apply the three-step process. You know, you have to stay focused, your mind wanders off, then you're like on step process two and you're thinking about what you need to make for dinner. Well, what this will do is it guides you through the process. So it's a guided meditation that takes you through the steps of the supernatural self-healing process. So you can just pop that in and listen to it and it will guide you through. And then for those who, we're doing a limited time bonus for those who are signing up today, which is that you're attending the frequency elevation and Q&A call. So what we're going to do on the frequency elevation call is that healing has a frequency. It has a vibration. And if you're not in that vibration, your body has to work extra harder to heal. So we're going to go into that. I'm going to create that frequency so that you can all be in it. This is like a mushy, yummy place to be. And then we're going to practice the self-healing technique with that frequency elevation activated. And that's going to be recorded as well. So everybody will get a recording of it. But if you sign up today, you're going to get to attend it live. And then after we do that, there's going to be Q&A, and I'm going to do some, you know, readings and help people really kind of anchor this in if there's anything left that you're having difficulty with. And that's it.
Beautiful. Awesome. So you have this, and right now we have this offer at $297. So we'll get together for these group calls. I can't wait for them to start. And imagine when you can easily become your own master healer. You can still get help from other healers when and if required. But how cool would it be if you could do this yourself? And really have the truth from your body instead of delegating that or outsourcing that out to others. First, get the truth from your own body. I love it. So, again, it's at orderjoy2020.com/Leah, L-E-A-H, and the number 21. All right, let's see if we have more questions.
Yeah, and I did want to tell people while you're seeing if you've got more questions, is that if you are seeing another healer, this technique will amplify what they're doing for you. So, you know, I still see healers, but what I do is I will apply this technique as they are working on me. So I'm in touch with my body. They're providing the healing. And so the body knows that the message is, this is where we want to be. This is what we want to do. It's not just an experience we're having, and then we're going to go back to our normal sickness. It's that this is, like, we want to maintain this.
Yeah. Beautiful. So this question is from Heather.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I was searching for an answer for my digestive system, which has not been optimal for a few years. My cells looked pink. But when I asked what I need to do, the cell grabbed my hand and started going up. When I asked what I should do, the answer I received was nothing.
Hmm. Okay, so where did it go up to? Because I'm seeing that it's guiding you to where the actual problem is.
Hmm. Interesting. So Heather, if you want to write back or if you want to come on the phone,
Yeah, so what I'm getting is that the problem isn't starting in the stomach. So there's nothing in the stomach to do. The problem is actually initiating somewhere else, and she's got to go talk to those cells.
Interesting. Yeah, Heather, write back, please. And we have another caller, 301 area code, you're on. Hello.
Hi. How can I help you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Oh, that's just me and you talking, Leah.
Oh, I thought somebody new had come on.
Yeah, they're unmuted, but I guess they haven't spoken yet. Are you there? 301 area code, you're unmuted.
I'm sorry, I forgot to unmute myself. I apologize.
That is so funny. Okay, cool. What's your name, dear?
It's Christine.
Christine, hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. And I was probably, you know, I'm so anxious today for some reason, so I was probably raising the anxiety level as well.
That's okay. We're all where we're at.
Yeah. So you kind of answered the question earlier. Somebody else wrote in saying that they like went into the area and they saw, like, I didn't see any cells. So I guess I need to start smaller with a different area.
So hang on, let me just get into your energy. Do I have permission to get into your energy field?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm sensing, and you can tell me if this is off, is that you're afraid to know this answer. Could that be true?
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah. So you're protecting yourself because you're afraid of what might be.
Okay.
So you don't need to know to heal it. So if you get the package, we can deprogram whatever disease is in there, and you don't have to know. And this is where I was talking about earlier on the call. Sometimes knowing the root cause actually makes you sicker because you get worried about it. You get scared about it. And when you're in fear, you're in stress. And when you're in stress, you're not in healing. So for you, you want to trust your body's wisdom and just ask your body. I'm not going to ask you what it is, but I'm just going to ask you what you need.
Okay.
Does that feel better? Just ask what the body needs right now.
Okay. So ask what it needs, not what's going on. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's really great. I'm so glad you came on to ask. So anybody who's scared of what the answer might be and who doesn't necessarily want to know what's going on with the body, don't ask the question. Ask instead, hey, yeah. I'm down here. I'm listening to you. What do you need?
Okay.
What do you need?
Mm.
Yep. You feel better?
Great.
So good.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Great question. Thank you. Yeah. Really good question. And that's the beauty when we're in a group together and we're doing this work. Many things will come up. We'll get to learn from Leah. And, of course, there'll be clearings and there'll be meditations also. All right. So Heather wrote back and she said that, yeah, she actually thought the same thing, that the cell was trying to show that, you know, it was bringing her up, maybe stress, maybe anxiety. But, yeah, you need to do some more work on that, Heather. And then there's a question from Janine.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, hi, I did not receive anything from the area I damaged on my finger. I wanted to understand how to heal it better, increase the ease of healing, and I did not get anything back other than get busy with physio. Will this offer actually help with physical damage like this or just more emotional-based things?
No, it will definitely help with the physical, because what you're doing is you're actually going in and resetting your body back to its divine blueprint. So in your divine blueprint, your finger is fine. And your body is right on track. Like, I can feel it. Your finger's really stiff. And you don't have full feeling in it, it feels like. There's hot spots. Your message from it is clear. You need to continue with your physio. But getting us back to where you're in, this package will basically help you to accelerate that healing. It doesn't replace doing physical therapy, right? But what it will do is, mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it might, actually. I just got a message from her body that was like, well, it might. I'm like, okay. And so, yeah, because so your body's telling me that you're focusing on the finger being broken or the finger being, like, not fixed. And so one of the things that we'll do is reprogram that thought process so that you're actually giving the body the right message.
Cool.
That's the whole purpose of the call, is that we are unconsciously giving our body oftentimes the message to stay sick or to stay broken or to stay unhealed. And we don't realize we're
mm-hmm.
doing it. And so in mm-hmm. that first call, that first group call that we have, we're going to unhook all of that stuff.
Good. Good.
Mm-hmm.
So Heather actually called in, and I'm unmuting you now, Heather. Here you go. You're unmuted.
Hi,
Heather.
There. This is so interesting. Thank you. I've been called to kind of get on this call, I guess, because I sometimes feel like I need to cry when I feel really connected to something, and that's how I'm feeling right now.
Oh, beautiful. It's beautiful.
So yeah, I've had digestive problems for a number of years, and when the cell kind of grabbed me and brought me up, I thought the same thing. Well, maybe my stomach is not the area of concern. And then when it said do nothing, I kind of read that as I've been trying everything to fix the issue. You know, supplements, sleep, mm-hmm. exercise. I've been diving into anything I can possibly find. And the nothing maybe is telling me to just let it go.
Relax.
Yeah. Because I know how important your digestive system is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, your digestive system feels really healthy right now when I feel into it, which would indicate, and this is like, counterproductive for most people. They don't understand this, but that the issue is in your head. And I don't mean like you're making it up, like it's fake. It's that there's it's brain synapses.
Yeah.
It's the hormones that your brain is releasing are not the exact right ones for what's going on in your stomach. And so it's about, so the resetting to your divine blueprint will super help that.
Yeah, and that makes
you've been focusing on the wrong problem and actually stressing out the body by doing all this stuff, and you're creating more of a stress environment.
Yeah, and I go to bed every night so uncomfortable. So I'm so focused on it because that's all I'm doing when I'm lying in bed is feeling that distress and focusing more on it and worrying more about it. So I can see how it's all in my head for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, we can help that. We can help that, Heather.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll see you in that group, Heather. All right,
mm-hmm.
dear.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. All right. Lots of love.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is so interesting. Really, really interesting. Pat, another person had written that when she asked the body what it needs, the answer was love. And when she asked, what have I been asking you to do, it said, store anger. Wow.
Mm.
That's a clear message. I just got shivers up my spine on that one.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is a very clear message. So give it love. Experience love.
Yeah.
And then Anne wrote in, I've been diagnosed with a hereditary form of neuropathy. Have you had clients who were able to heal from nerve damage?
Yeah, so the body regenerates itself constantly. Like our cells are active.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why you can literally heal from anything. I mean, you can read books and you can go and look at where people have like regenerated their spinal columns and, you know, things that doctors say are not possible, right? The medical industry just
mm-hmm.
isn't in tune with this. It's not that what they do is wrong. It's just they aren't in tune with how these things work. And so, yeah, you absolutely can. You regenerate the nerves to behave in their divine blueprint way. And this is an example of where you're playing out your ancestral healing. You've taken that on. It's been with other people in the family. And so it's the propensity to it is in the DNA, right? But that doesn't mean you have to express it. So we would address a part of we would address a part of that in deprogramming the disease, because there's a part of you that's gotten that disease programmed into you from it being in your DNA and being in your lineage. And then we'll reset back to the divine blueprint and do the self-healing activation and start reversing that. And that is one that will probably take us several sessions. Because we've got nerves all through our body.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Cool. And what about strong nearsightedness in childhood? Can this program help with that?
So that would depend. So some people have in their divine blueprint, eyesight is one of the things that I can take them in and show them, like, what is their divine blueprint for their eyesight? So sometimes if it developed in childhood, it was in your divine blueprint to have a certain sight pattern. So
mm-hmm.
I've found that you know, there's some things that if it's in your divine blueprint, you're not going to be able to change it significantly. If it's
mm-hmm.
not in your blueprint and we go into your blueprint and your blueprint has that my eyes are 20/20, which most people do actually, then you can
mm-hmm.
restore your eyesight.
Mhm. Cool. This is so interesting.
Yeah. Because I have used it on my own eyesight. I don't wear glasses. I'm, you know, in my 40s. And everyone's like, "What do you mean you don't have glasses? What?"
So I wore contacts, through my teens and my entire adult life, and then I got LASIK few years ago. I wonder if that was already in my blueprint. If I had been able to do this healing, I would not have needed LASIK, right?
Potentially,
that
yeah.
fixed my eyesight. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's so interesting. Very cool. All right, so a few people want to know, how do you know what's going to get fixed quickly or right away, and what's going to take some time? And also, will your body tell you how many sessions it will take to heal? Can you ask that from the body?
I never have, but I'm sure you could. I typically just trust that it is whatever it is it's going to be. But you can ask the body anything. That's what's beautiful about it, is it is so intelligent. And, you know, we think we're smarter than it is, but it's its whole own mechanism and system. And it's entirely more complex than what we think it is. At the same time, it communicates in very simple signals. You know, and you got that by talking to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So what I have found just in the experiences that I've had is that things that have to do with a lot of systems in the body tend to take longer and more sessions than things that are isolated. So, for example, the mm-hmm. reason we get gray hair has multiple reasons. Mm-hmm. The reasons why somebody gets gray hair just isn't one thing, right? Or the thyroid is actually, you know, thousands and thousands of things that it regulates, and it's part of the entire endocrine system, so it took longer, right? But when I had the tumor, mm-hmm. it was cancer cells. That's all it was. So it was one thing, mm-hmm. cancer cells, boom, dissolve them. So if you look at what your ailment is and it's connected to a bunch of different systems in the body, it will probably take more sessions.
But the good news is you're doing the sessions with yourself. So it's not like, you know, you're going and you're spending money and you're doing all kinds of things. You're working on yourself and you're connecting with yourself more deeper. So
totally.
That's
and you can do
an
it
upside,
as fast
right?
and as slow as you want. Like I've only had time to do a couple of sessions on the gray hair. Because it's for me, a session is about 90 minutes because there's a heal. You got to get into that frequency, right? And for me to get into the frequency of really like, because I want to be way deep in the frequency. So when I'm doing the work, it's really high impact. But you can use the meditations that come with the program every night, and you're going to get a little bit of that self-healing every single night.
Beautiful. Love it. Love it. Wow. This is just so fantastic. And like I said, I just love this. I love the concept of this. I think this is the time has come where we're being really awakened to this. I mean, people have been talking about self-healing for a while, but I think one of the bigger messages behind the pandemic is really this power of self-healing. And I truly believe that one of the gifts of this pandemic, as this, you know, begins to settle down, one of the gifts is going to be people are going to become more aware about health and healing. And they're going to take more responsibility because have you noticed for the longest time? It was eye-opening for me to see how much of health was just outsourced, you know, like we just trusted the organizations. We just trusted basically acronyms like, you know, such and such and such, and that's it. And they decided our health fate. And now so much of that trust has been broken, and we've also begun to see, even if the doctors and the scientists and all those people were sincere in their efforts, they were just, you know, they had no choice. They were up against a wall. They just didn't know. And so it's back on us. It's like, okay, so are you going to continue to just outsource that? Or are you going to start taking responsibility for some of that? Because it's your health at the end of the day. So I find so cool that, you know, packages like this, programs like this, and techniques like this are going to really be important for people in the future. I think everybody's going to be doing this, frankly, at some level.
Yeah, and we all do have to do it at some level. If we've healed from anything, you've had to have some involvement with that. It's just oftentimes the unconscious level. And this is really making it conscious so that you have more ability. You don't feel helpless. You don't feel hopeless. And, you know, I don't know if anybody else is having this problem, but I just wanted to go get a physical because I just like to check in and see where my blood levels are and all of that. And they're all fine. But it took me 6 months to get an appointment. Now, if you're actually sick and you're having to wait 6 months, that's disheartening. But if you have some self-healing abilities on your own, you know, while you're waiting for that appointment, right, you can actually be healing yourself.
Mm-hmm. So true. Yeah. I agree with you. That just gave me another idea. So, yeah, I'll be doing some examinations on myself. That is a really good idea. So, wow, this has been such an, I mean, every time I talk to you, every time I read your posts, it's always so interesting. There's so much wisdom. And I want to really mention this and appreciate you for this. There is a balance, humility, wisdom, and humor. You know, I find so many times that when a healer, especially when they have not been, you know, playing on a global scale yet, and they suddenly start playing on a global scale, it sometimes, you know, goes to their head, and unfortunately they end up losing their healing ability. But the ones who are truly, truly there are the ones that continue to be humble. They have this sense of humility, and they maintain their sense of humor. It's as if they don't take themselves too seriously, so they don't take all of this too seriously, right? They don't get full of themselves. And I've seen that in you always. You're very honoring of other people's belief systems or whatever they're saying, their opinions, even if they're totally contradictory to yours. And I really, really respect that. I just wanted to say that about you. That's integrity, you know?
Oh, thank you. I so appreciate that. I mean, I just see that I'm here to be in service. And, you know, I want, you know, everybody who buys this package, I will tell you, you will get 100% of me helping you, you know, energetically too. I mean, I don't talk about this a lot, but I do a ton of work in my sleep. And once I connect to people, they will actually tell me, like, I had dreams that you came to me in my sleep. I had, you know, so I go out and do work at night on people, right? And I've had clients have miraculous, I mean, just really miraculous healings that I don't take responsibility for them. I just help them get there, you know. Fibromyalgia. I had a client, you know, that cured fibromyalgia. Cancer is a big one. You know, all kinds of things. Bunions and just our body is just a reflection of what's going on within us. We heal that. We deprogram the disease and we feel great again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Leah, this has been just so fantastic. I just loved spending this time with you. I learned a lot. And as you can tell, I'm excited. Can't wait to start the package. I want to tell you guys again, the link to this awesome package is orderjoy2020.com/Leah, L-E-A-H, and the number 21. And I'll see you guys in that. When are the classes starting? The first one is, I think, May 26th, right?
Yeah, next
Wednesday. They're starting next week.
Wednesday.
So
I didn't want people
really,
to wait.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I can't wait. I'm excited to start. And they're going to be recordings too, right, in case we can't make it live?
Yes. Everything will be recorded. Everybody will get the replays, and then you'll get the meditations. And, yep, absolutely.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, my dear, as always. It was wonderful having you with us. Want to thank our listeners as well for being here with us. And for those that are, whatever work you are doing, remember, even when you shift a little bit, it affects all of us. So thank you so much for your commitment. Lots and lots of love to each and every one of you. Take care for now. Bye-bye.